There are other terms. We're calling them therapy speak. Therapy speak terms that are being...
I call them, you have to be more PC.
Well, it's... But I think... No, I don't think it's PC. I think that it's... We're actually... More people are going to see a therapist and we're learning about ourselves and why we do things. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I know. I just think that we... It's like... It's, there's so many like rules of now how to say things that I can't keep up with all of them. Why can't you just say, that guy's just really messed up in the head. He's going to see a therapist.
Well, I guess you could. I guess that's what I would say about my own self.
Yeah.
You know,
me
like,
too.
Hey, look, I got some things. I got to work some things out.
Yeah. I got some demons. I need
help
with.
Yes. And, and nothing wrong with it. It's so much more acceptable these days than it ever has been before, which is great, I think. Other misusing therapy speak terms or terms that we're misusing, boundaries. Now, this one's hard because I have never in my life set a boundary with anybody or anything. And so if typically you get really angry when somebody, you feel like somebody's taking advantage of you or you're constantly doing things for other people and not taking time for yourself. And you're like, man, I can't say no. You have to learn to set the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when you've never set one before. And then all of a sudden you go around setting them. Because
Because
then you're like, don't you don't get
well,
to set that
I have a hard
with
time
me.
Dealing with that too, because I feel as like setting a boundary is just different in every single scenario and situation. Where you might say like, you know what, I'm no longer going to be doing these types of things, but then there's a situation that kind of comes up where like, okay, well that's a little different, or this is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, the way that it's being, I totally get what you're saying. The way that it's being misused, guys, is that people are setting boundaries to control other people's behavior, and that's not setting a boundary.
That's a problem.
That's
being manipulative. Manipulative.
Jason.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't. It's a combination of manipulation and narcissism that I'm a part of. But narcissism is very difficult for me to totally understand. I get some of what it is, but I'm like, I don't understand the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I know there's certain characteristics of narcissists. That I probably a lot of people are associated with this, but I don't understand. Like, it's easy to say when somebody's manipulative. I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Being narcissist is like, I don't get the whole word 100%. I just take your word for it.
Can somebody? Well, you have also defended it. When we've questioned it before, you're like, no, I am the narcissist.
When you list certain characteristics of it, then I'm like, yeah, that's me. And then other ones like, oh, no, not so much. You know, so I don't know what the qualification of a narcissist is.
Well, maybe Squid can Google. And I will say the way it's being misused is that it's become a catch-all for people that we just don't like.
Yeah.
We don't like their personality or we don't mesh with their personality. And we're like, they're a narcissist. When really they're not. We just don't mesh.
Okay, so
that's not cool either.
No, but according to Google, it says narcissistic personality disorder is a mental health condition in which people have unreasonably high sense of their own importance. They need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about others' feelings.
Okay, see, I have half of that.
Right.
Yeah.
What part don't you have?
The first part's Josie.
What? Don't bring her into this. She's not even in the country.
It would be because the attention, the exaggeration, the story, the loudness.
Yeah. I think that's just radio.
Seek attention to want people to admire them. Jared.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Then, I mean, a narcissist is when somebody posts on social media, happy birthday to this guy, which was Jared, and pretends it wasn't him, and then comments under, thank you guys, as Jared. That might be a narcissist.
And then liked it as another Jared page.
Yeah. So that's not me. I don't do that.
Your part is the lack of ability to understand or care about others or their feelings.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. I don't know if I've ever thought of that, like Jared going on social media and liking things as other pages. I don't know that I've ever thought of that as narcissism. I just thought he was incredibly unwell.
No, because if you think about it, he literally went on our Facebook page and I think Instagram too, and posted a picture of himself, like one of us did it, and said happy birthday to this guy, and then waited for other people, our listeners to like, yay, happy birthday, Jess, so we could get that, which means self-importance, which is one of the characteristics
of
this.
Or desperate.
Mm-hmm. And, I think he's a little entitled at the time, but then he also, like Matt just said, put a comment, thank you, everybody, and then like the comment of somebody. I mean, it's like a nonstop thing. So to me, it says, can only be around people who I mean, arrogant. That's arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely must be admired. That's two. sense of self-importance. That's three. Mm-hmm. Jared is definitely narcissistic. Maybe not as much as me, but pretty close.
Maybe not as much as me.
I would never do that.
Yeah. If I had known that we were going to spend this time diagnosing Jared, I would have probably picked a different way to approach it.
Why? He's not here. It's perfect.
I know.
It's however we naturally get into it. You know?
You're right about that. Yeah. It's not forced. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's not forced. It's humble.
Yeah, humble. Hashtag humble.
A very humble way of going about it.
Hashtag humble. And then finally, another therapy therapy speak is what we're calling it. These are words that you're probably hearing a lot of. Whether you are currently in therapy or not, they're definitely terms that we're hearing. We're seeing, we're hearing everywhere. Validation. Apparently, we're using validation wrong.
I will say this, Katie.
Yeah.
After looking at the special me, that's what you're supposed to remember. Those are the 9 signs and characteristics of being a narcissist.
Special me.
Yes. The acronym?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
The number 2, definitely, for me. Okay. 100%. It says preoccupied with power or success.
Can we get a ding?
Yeah, that's 100% you.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really think Jared has a couple more on these than me. I really do. Okay. I really do.
Which one?
Okay, well, sure.
I think... we're both like this, but I think he's envious of others.
Mm-hmm.
Must be admired.
Mm.
Obviously, I don't care anymore. Half the people in the population of the world think I'm a jerk.
Clearly.
I do have, believe it or not, maybe I don't come out with it. I do have empathy for people, for sure. Without a doubt.
For lack of empathy.
Yeah, I definitely do for that.
I do
see it.
I'm not in the
daily necessarily grind all the time, but mm-hmm. certainly yeah. other things I definitely do.
Oh, yeah, not in like the light where everyone can see, just behind
right.
closed doors.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely me.
And he'll deny it if you ever call it out.
Oh, yeah.
He'll deny
yeah.
it straight up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is definitely me. Interpersonally exploitive for their own gain. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. no argument from the crowd.
You do realize that this is not something to be proud of, right?
No, I know that. I'm just being honest.
Just checking.
And then can only be around people who are important or special. I hang out with Squid a lot.
Yeah, that's good. That's uh-huh. good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think, though, that you're hanging out with Squid because there's something, I don't know what, but there's something that he's giving to you that you feel like you need.
I
think it's another breath of life, another chance
of
life.
You're getting something from that relationship.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, aren't we all getting something from everybody's relationship? That's the
whole should be. If not, then it's a bad friendship and you should get out of that situation.
Right.
It should be a two-way street.
We're all getting something.
I mean, you told me to get VR goggles, so the next time I do it, you can feel like you're there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
what?
I mean.
To get what?
The VR goggles.
VR. I didn't hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is exactly, like, if Jason is getting youth and spunk out of the relationship with you, Squid, what exactly are you getting out of the relationship with Jason?
Beers.
Roth IRA advice.
Thank you, Squid.
No. Me and Jason cut up. Well, I mean, we have...
We laugh.
We laugh a lot.
Okay.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we're in different decades of ages, there's things
in,
that
in
he
classes,
said that is
wealth class. Yeah.
That's true.
And social status.
Social status, yes. Uh-huh.
There are things that he says that I laugh and laugh and laugh, and I think vice versa. I mean,
yeah.
we make a scene we're laughing so hard, especially after a beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 6.
That is one thing about Jason for sure, is Jason loves to experience things outside of his normal experience.
100%.
And that's 100% what Squid
biker
gives.
Bars, the danger of Cancun, Squid's life. Yeah.
You want to go to an all-inclusive resort, not Jason. He wants to go in the streets.
Yeah.
But then wants to return to the confines of safety.
Yes, 100%. After the fact. Mm-hmm. He wants, yeah.